Welcome to the Home Inspector Podcast. I'm your host, Desmond Thornton of Thornton Home Inspections. If you have any questions or things you would like to hear on our show, feel free to reach out to us via email at info@thorntonhomeinspections.net. You can also find us online at thorntonhomeinspections.net. And if you would like to reach out to us via social media, you can do that at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other facets of social media. You can reach out to us there. All right, we're going to get our show started today. Here we go. Hey guys, Desmond here. I wanted to go over some things that I've been mulling over when it comes to real estate, being on the buyer side, being on the seller side, some benefits, and some, you know, basically pushback that I get from buyers and sellers and stuff like that. So we're going to go ahead and get to that and see what we got. So, okay, today, in addition to what I'm going to talk about today, I wanted to bring this one up because this is fresh on my mind. So I'm at a home inspection and the buyers show up. There are some issues with fungi, some other things that are going on, and the client wanted to just stop and just completely not do the inspection or completely not purchase the house. And I'm sitting here doing testing plus the home inspection, and I'm like, I wouldn't do that. And the client was like, why? I said, because you're spending this money with me, and you're not even going to give yourself a chance to negotiate. I said, what was the point of calling me to get me to come out here if you're not going to go through that process? And, of course, about a couple minutes later, he's, you know, not wanting to do it. And then he comes to realize that, you know, I just wasted X amount of dollars on this. If I don't try, she's, you know, the person's not going to negotiate is what they're thinking. And he finally realized that if he doesn't try, he'll never know. And that's really the big part that I wanted to spit is because if you don't try to negotiate with the seller to get whatever repairs that you want done, you know, you'll never know if they're going to do it anyway. So you don't know what the seller's thinking. You don't know if the seller's motivated to do that. Even if the seller tells you to your face that they're not going to pay for any repairs, they don't want to do anything. It doesn't matter what they say. You have to go through the process of negotiating. Now, if it comes down to it, you guys can come to an agreement on the property based on the repairs, then that's a whole different story. That's the person telling you, no, I am not paying for these repairs because of XYZ. Doesn't matter. But the fact that you wouldn't know if you wouldn't not have went through the process of negotiating, to me, that's a loss on a client's behalf. Now, on the other side of that coin, as a seller, you know, I probably preach this. You can call me the seller's expert if you want. But I think this should make sense to anyone that's selling a property. Bottom line in selling a property is you want one buyer. One whole buyer. Could be a family, whatever. You got one person or one family purchasing the property that you're moving away from. Now, with that being said, 90%, probably 95% of real estate agents and sellers and brokers, they have this concept of, we don't want to know what's going on with the house. We just want to sell it. To me, that is a horrible way of thinking when it comes to real estate transactions. Because they're scared of getting sued, which has happened before, where people have done stuff and you know, just not helped their client, or, you know, for whatever reason, they've got sued. So a lot of real estate agents are being taught to not look at the inspection report. Now, that's all well and good if you're not going to take care of your client. But if you're planning on doing a good job for your client, you got to kind of help them through the process of reading the home inspection report, understanding what items that they want fixed or repaired, and what items that they themselves can fix and repair to where they get the best bang for their buck when it comes to purchasing the home. Now, I'm speaking to a real estate agent right now. If you're listening to this, I'm talking to you. If you don't start telling your clients about seller's inspections for whatever company that you choose to work with, you are doing a dissatisfaction or whatever you want to call it. You're not taking care of your clients like the best way you could. I mean, some companies like my company, we'll do walkthroughs with clients to tell them what they want to do with their home. There's no disclosure or anything like that. It's just giving them information what a home inspector like myself would go through the home and find. Then there's the actual home inspection report. To me, that's it. Because you can take that and tell your client that this house that they're looking at has been pre-inspected, and also lay the pre-inspection report on the table, on the kitchen table, and then also lay out the receipts from all the repairs that were done before they even step foot in the house to look at it. 90% of the houses that you walk into, it doesn't matter if it's a brand new house or if a 1920 house. Doesn't matter. 90% of them, or higher, honestly, are not done this way. As a buyer, as putting myself in my buyer's shoes, if I had a house that was pre-inspected, even if it was finished yesterday, and it was pre-inspected by a home, licensed home inspector or a certified home inspector, whatever state you're in, that would be a house that I would be interested in putting an offer on. Now, this is how it usually works with sellers, is they put their house on the market, they don't fix anything, they don't do nothing. And they have one buyer after another buyer after another buyer go through that house and not purchase the house. And then they'll ask, what's wrong with my house? And the agent that works with them, the selling agent, is really frustrated because the house can't be sold and they don't know why. If they would have had a home inspection before they put it on the market, they would know exactly why, either why they couldn't sell it, or they would be able to disclose it to where, hey, this is something that we don't want to do. We have, you know, we're willing to negotiate the price on this particular repair so they can move forward with the transaction. Because to me, as a seller, I don't want 15 buyers to come to put an offer on my house and not purchase my home. I don't want that. That happens all too often because of whatever reason. I want one buyer and one buyer only. And you know, these people that are going through selling these houses, you know, or getting it under contract within, you know, 3 or 4 days. I mean, it's really, really, really bad. So, do yourself a favor. Get a seller's inspection. Get something that would make your life so much better. I mean, it would do yourself a favor by, you know, for one, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the other aspect of a buyer. When it comes to a home inspection, 90% of the time, the buyer gets a home inspection to negotiate the price off the house. That's 90% of the time. The other times is they're buying the house and they want to fix it up, and they just want to know what is going on with the house so they can repair it. Now, if you're a seller and you get a home inspection, this is the benefits of actually doing this. First of all, say you had a house that's worth appraised for $160,000, okay? Then a company comes in, does a home inspection, and you get quotes for whatever repairs that need to be done. Say it costs $60,000. Let's do $30,000 because that's more of a reasonable price. Say it's $30,000 total. That's everything under the sun, maybe a little bit of foundation work, whatever, drainage, gravel, you know, whatever. Say you do that, $30,000. Now, as a seller, would you put your house on the market for $190,000? When you know you just put $30,000 in it and it appraised for $160,000. If you're that seller, I don't know who you are, and I pray for you. Because honestly, that's not me. I wouldn't do that, and I'm pretty sure a real estate agent wouldn't tell you to do that either. But if you put $30,000 in this house, and you're in, you know, a decent neighborhood, whatever, all the other aspects to real estate, I would put that house on the market for $225,000, $230,000. And the reason why I would do that is because I've done some upgrades to this property, and I brought it up to probably today's standard. Normally, that's kind of what a pre-inspection does. It brings it up to today's standards to where when somebody walks in that house, they have upgrades. They have all these things that they love and want to see in a new house. They have it in your house or an older house, whatever house you live in. So you're having a buyer come through that house and want to put an offer on that house right off the bat. And it usually, in today's market, it's usually full price or over asking price. So when it comes to the financial benefit of doing a pre-inspection agreement or seller's inspection, whatever you want to call it, that's one of the main things that a seller can do to benefit them. Now, secondly, how many buyers do you want again? One? Okay, so that's another benefit. You don't have to go through 15 buyers. So there's less headache, and you know, during the process, the home inspection comes up. Say the client wants a home inspection instead of going off the home inspection that was done before. Now, that does happen sometimes, rarely, but it does happen. So they have their home inspection, and it comes back. It's basically cosmetic stuff. Now, if you don't have a home inspection, this is what happens. I have a website or a Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter and all these other places that I put memes on. And one of the memes is Jordan Peele. If you've ever watched Key and Peele, one of the skits is where he's sweating profusely. And on the meme I put, this is how agents feel before a home inspection or during a home inspection. They sweat, they stay up at night, they hate home inspections because they don't know what's going to happen. And for me, I think that's not nonsense, because you could have a home inspection where it's very pleasant and it's like smooth as butter if you have it on the front end. And agents, I'm screaming at you. Do this for your client. Do this for you. Do this for your sanity. So you won't have to wake up at night, oh, there's a home inspection going on, I'm regretting the fact that I'm having a home inspection tomorrow. Don't do that to yourself. Make sure you do a home inspection beforehand on your listings. You know, if you need information from our company, and you want to put information about a pre-inspection agreement in your packets to hand out, do that. Call us. Go online. Reach out to us. info@thornhomeinspections.net. Email us. Do this for yourself, because I can't tell you how many times I go in houses and I have to save deals myself because the client's freaking out about all the issues that are found on the home inspection that could be remedied really fast. So please, I'm begging you, do this. I don't care if you use us or not. I don't care. Don't call us if you feel like we're trying to sell you something. Don't. Please don't. I want you to make sure that you sleep well at night, period. So if you understand the logic behind having this inspection before you put the house on the market, make sure you call your favorite home inspector. Do that. And if they don't do it and you're in our area, call us. But I'm pretty sure they will do it. Because to me, I don't work for a real estate agent. I don't work for a mortgage company. I work for my client. If it's on the buyer or seller side, I work for my client. And I want to give my clients the best service, the best quality work that I possibly can. And we have a service that will streamline the process to where if you're, say this, we're going to go through the process and we're going to see if this would benefit you. Okay. Ring, you call us up. We schedule a pre-listing inspection for your house. You're wanting the whole inspection. You want the paperwork and everything. So we go through the house. We're standing there at the end of the inspection. We're talking. And you're asking me this one question. And this is where usually the ball gets dropped when it comes to home inspections. Or home inspectors, period. Is your client will ask you, how much is all this going to cost to get repaired? And that's really what a seller's inspection is based on. They want to know how much this is going to cost and how much this is going to affect them getting this done. So, when they ask me that question, we have a program that we can actually get them actually estimated prices that are 98% accurate and are guaranteed for 4 months. So, after the inspection, my sellers, they don't have to go out and get the work done right now. They can actually wait a couple of months, get ready for it, and then do the work if they would like. Or they can do it now. It just doesn't matter. But they have 4 solid months for whatever prices that are sent to them will be guaranteed. And these people are professionally vetted. They're licensed. They're insured. They're bonded. Anybody that comes out to their home has to be the top-notch people in their industry to where these people will actually do this work.
There's
with
a speed trap.
So make sure this is something that you think about if you're a seller. Because our company has it. I don't know if anybody else in our area has this, but this is something that we have. Now, if you live in Miami or if you live in Oklahoma, there may be a few other areas in the country that the actual home inspector is required to give you repair costs. That is not normal across the country. So this is a benefit in our area that we are not required to do that I thought would benefit my buyers, for one, and then my agents, because they don't have to find people to go out and give estimates on these jobs. Like, I talked to a plumber the other day, and he was talking about he goes out for $200 for a service call, and that's not even to fix anything. And for me, I'm like, I just gave you the home inspection report telling you, you know, this needs to be replaced or this needs to be repaired. The whole system needs to be repaired or replaced. I've already told you all that. So why are you charging these people $200 or whatnot? Or why are you paying $200? More than likely, paying $200 or not to get the same information that was already given to you. So that's one of the things that we do. We charge for that. That's a premium fee. It's like, I think $100 and something to get that. But to me, if you got one trade go out there for $200 and we give you everything, the whole entire shebang based on the inspection report for $100 and something, to me, that's well worth the money. I mean, I may be wrong. I may be thinking, no, Desmond, you're just trying to get money or whatnot like that. No, I want to be of service. To me, that's a value. Because, you know, if he's going to charge $200 for just plumbing, and you need a roofer, you need an electrician, you need a HVAC company, how much money are you going to be spending for all these people to come out and give you a quote? So, just me and some of the agents I've talked to actually have people that do this for free. So that's one thing that you got to keep in mind, is some agents that you work with have people that will come out there and do these estimates for free. Now, when can you get them out there is the question. Because if it's in a certain time of the year, you probably ain't going to get them out there because they're too busy working. So think about that. Think about all the aspects that this one service can actually fix in the process. So if you need repair estimates, call us. We'll set it up. Even if you have another inspector that you want us to send the report so we can get you the repair estimates for your area, all you have to do is give us a call and we'll do it for you. That's not a problem. So we're just really trying to help, you know, streamline the real estate process. Now, after that whole process, you get the work done. Now, everything's done. You've done the repairs. You got the receipts. You got the warranties. You got everything you needed to actually make this house a pristine house. Whatever the repair costs were, that's what you roll into your price for your selling price, and probably raise it 20% or so to where it benefits you. And if you do have to do some type of negotiating, and usually if it's negotiating, it's more of cosmetic, little things like that. So make sure this is enrolled into the price to where you have a buffer for negotiating. Because like I said before, you're going to make a lot of money if you do this as a seller. It takes the power out of the buyer's hand, because the buyer usually has all the power when it comes to, you know, buying real estate. It's usually not the seller. Usually the seller is at the mercy of the buyer. This service will flip that for you. This will put it in the seller's hand to where the seller actually, you know, can really, really benefit and actually have a great house and move to their house a lot faster. Makes the transaction more smoother for the real estate agent, the mortgage agent, the seller, the buyer, the title company. And it just makes it all that much better. So if you're thinking about selling your house, and it's a seller's market right now, I mean, you can get a lot of money for a really rinky-dink house right now just because of the fact that there's no houses on the market that you can buy. You know, it's really, I saw a video the other day from, I think one of the agents in our area from Keller Williams, Michael Edgeworth. He was at an open house with one of his clients, I think that was the case. And there was like 15, 16 cars at this one house. Now, I'm pretty sure the house is probably in good shape and everything, and it worked out well for whoever ended up purchasing it. But look how many people were there trying to purchase this one house in our area. So how much better would you do, and how much more money would you make if you got 15 people at this house that's not been pre-inspected? Just think about that. Think about how much money you can make as a seller if you had 16 people fighting over your house that's been pre-inspected and all the repairs have been done and you got a premium price on your house. It doesn't matter what age the house is. If you've had all these repairs done and they're done, you know, correct and up to today's standards and has some great features in it, there's no way you can lose. No way. I've never seen somebody back out of a house that's been pre-inspected, that's up to date, has all these fixtures and all these features that have been repaired. It looks great. I've never seen anybody walk away from it other than the fact they're financially, they can't handle it. That's it. There's really no rebuttal to that for me. So agents, all agents, listen to this podcast. Listen to this podcast thoroughly. I was talking to a lady, one of my son's parents at the baseball, and she's thinking about getting her real estate license in Georgia and Tennessee. And I told her, she's like, "Yeah, we need to talk." I told her, "You need to listen to the podcast, because there's a lot of information for a new agent that's going into the industry to where you can make your life a lot better as a real estate agent. Because listings are usually the number one thing that people want. You know, they really don't want to work with buyers a lot because it's really difficult to find a house right now. So a lot of people are going the listing route. And if you're a listing agent and you do the formula that I just talked about, I mean, how can you lose? How can you not make 10 to 15 more sales a year if you can even list properties? How can you not do that? And this is at a one agent. This is not a team. This is based on a one agent, you know, business. You can do this. Do this for yourself. Do this for your clients. I mean, it's a win-win situation when it comes to all this. It really, really is. So I'm off my soapbox. I got to go run. I actually got to get off my podcast and go get on the radio. So if you guys listen to the Reddit talk radio, I'm going to be on 102.3 FM, the Talk Monster. I'm on there with Cindy's Choice. She's a marketing guru out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and she's awesome. She's helped my business, and she's helped other businesses, you know, get to that level that they're striving for. So if you ever listen to talk radio, 102.3, we're on from 7 to 8, and she does have another show called Outside with Cindy's that comes on at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. in the morning on Saturday morning. So I'm on with her on Friday nights from 7 to 8. So feel free to listen in on that. We have some great guests. One of the guests was Congressman Chuck Fleischman, which I've never met any politician. So that was pretty neat to meet him. And we've talked to real estate investors. We've talked to a lot of freaking people that are, you know, really, really smart and really, really do a great, great job in the community. So I'm headed off to do that. And you guys have a wonderful day. Leave comments. Let us know how you like the podcast. Let us know, you know, if there's anything you guys want to talk about. I'm wanting to do a Q&A session. I really am. And hopefully I'll get either my office manager or maybe even a client one day just to ask. Just sit, just let us actually have a conversation during their transaction to where you guys can benefit from it. So I may ask one of my clients to do that. All right, y'all have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon. God bless. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you guys have any questions that you would like to hear answered on our show, feel free to reach out to us via email, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you can find us. That's Thornton Home Inspections. You can actually reach us at thorntonhomeinspections.net online, or you can email us at info@thorntonhomeinspections.net. Y'all have a wonderful day, and God bless.